Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? From time to time, it's good to review what we know. It's good to understand what needs to be done, because when we're doing it every single day, we miss a step. So today, let's review the 6 steps of the sales process. I know it may sound basic, but if you miss one of these steps, you can't be successful. And what is the first step? Well, the first step is finding the prospect. If you don't find the prospect, how in the world can you even give them a presentation? So prospecting has to become one of your priorities. How do you prospect? Do you use LinkedIn, direct mail, social media? Do you make cold calls? Do you visit people? Are you following up with your old customers to see if they need any additional products or services? Very important to prospect. Next, we have to plan. We have to have a plan to know what we're going to do every single day and how we're going to approach it. If we don't know how we're going to approach it, if we're not improving the process, if we're not understanding what needs to be done in a day, if we don't know what our goals are, how in the world can we be successful? It'll just be time wasted. And the thing about time, the most interesting thing, is we can't get it back. The years just fly by. Next, we have to have a great presentation. And how do we get a great presentation? We get a great presentation by improving it every single day. Every single presentation. We watch the body language of the people that we're presenting. We ask questions. We see what the reactions are. We might even try to interview them if we don't sell them, just to find out what went wrong, why we weren't able to convince them that we are the people that they need to do business with. We also next need to be ready to solve problems. Problems are going to come up. It's going to happen. It could be problems getting the appointment. It could be problems prospecting. They're not one and the same. First you've got to prospect, then you get the appointment. It could be a problem with something that we ship to someone. It could be a problem with the way someone perceives us. It doesn't matter what the problem is. We need to be prepared to solve the problem. And most important, what follows that is knowing how to close the deal. There are many people that can go in and present. They can give their little speech. They can give their little presentation. It might even be refined. But do they know how to ask for the order? And that's one of the most difficult things that people need to learn in business, how to ask for the order. And, of course, nothing really happens till you ask for the order. The entire presentation is set up so that you can get to the point where you can say, are you ready to buy? Now, there are many ways to do that. I'm sure you've seen all the closes and pre-closes in books, so we don't need to go over that. But if you're not asking for the order, nothing happens. And why are people afraid to ask for the order? They're afraid to get a no. But you see, when you do get a no, what happens is you haven't given that person enough information. You haven't given them the reason to buy. Now, your job as the closer is to absolutely find out what in your presentation, what in your company products or service, what in your pricing, why did they say no? No is the opening door. It's the opportunity to get the yes. And then finally, when the sale is over, the sale isn't over. You could be the owner of the company. You could be the salesperson. But whoever you are in the company who's selling, you could be customer representative person that made a sale. You could even be the receptionist. But it's important to follow up. Not following up is an opportunity for disaster. Ha, Fred, nice to talk with you. Susie, nice to talk with you. Hey, this is Howard. Just checking in. Wanted to make sure you got your order on time. Wanted to make sure it's what you needed. Wanted to make sure that we are absolutely helping you grow your business. You know, if there are any problems, here is my cell number. This is my direct number to call me. I'll take care of it right away for you. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. I'll stop by. Don't forget, the sale isn't over, ever. It starts over again. And if you work on these six concepts, and if you go back and you review them, you're going to find that there's something in your presentation, something in this process that's not working the way it should. It needs to be reviewed constantly. And when you do that, you are on the pathway to business success. And I do look forward to you connecting with me on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Howard, LEWINTER, or call me directly at 888-738-1855. Let me do that again because I do it a little too fast. 888-738-1855. Or if you go to my website at Talk, T-A-L-K, talkbusinesswithhoward.com, you will find many, many, many blog posts that will be helpful to you on whatever business subject you're interested in. Well, remember, business is up to you. Sales are up to you. Finding out what's not working in your business will make your business successful. What's working is great, but it's finding out what's not working that will make you the star of your industry. Well, this is Howard LeWinter. And I am signing off, and I do look forward to talking with you again tomorrow.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.